Welcome back. Dan Peek, who used to be with the band America, is our featured guest today on this program. From his 1984 album, Doer of the Word, there's a song called Redeemer. He shares what this song means to him.
The song Redeemer just comes directly out of the Psalms. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. I was, you know, reading, devouring the Word of God as something that every Christian really needs to have a burning desire, I think, to know the Word, because Jesus is the Word. And I feel like if we haven't read that Bible from cover to cover at least a few times in our lives, we're left wanting, seriously. And it's something that I exhort other believers to do. If they haven't, sit down and start at the beginning and read to the end. If you don't understand everything, read it again. Find another translation. Don't go too far afield. But to make a long story long, obviously the Psalms, David was the greatest songwriter of all time and the greatest musician of his time. And to try to reinterpret or interpret what he had done before was a real challenge to me, and I felt like on Redeemer that happened.
Every time you look my way, everything you hear me say, whatever's in my heart, let it be okay. You're my Redeemer and my strength. You've been around for a long, long time. You'll be here longer still. Heaven may crumble and the earth fade away. Your word has been here and it always will. Every time you look my way, everything you hear me say, whatever's in my heart, let it be okay. You're my Redeemer and my strength. The sky at night, the stars above, the planets dance through space. I know your hands have made them that way. I only want to see your face. Every time you look my way, everything you hear me say, whatever's in my heart, let it be okay. You're my Redeemer and my strength.
Dan Peek on Streets of Gold. In 1974, while he was still with the band America, they recorded a song called Lonely People. Well, in 1986, Dan re-recorded the song with some new lyrics. We asked him why that was done.
The re-recording of the America Hit Lonely People with the subtly changed lyrics, I guess, or maybe not so subtly changed lyrics, came about because oftentimes in concert, after going out on my own as a contemporary Christian artist, I would have people say, oh, that song really, really has ministered to me over the years, but do you think you could maybe make it a little more plain in terms of your testimony? And I thought about it for a long time, and when the time seemed right, I went ahead and made those lyric changes. I hope you like it.
This is for all the lonely people, thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and give your heart to Jesus Christ. This is for all the single people, thinking that love has left them dry. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and give your heart to Jesus Christ. Well, he's on his way, he's coming back someday. He's coming back to take us home.
Hit it!
If you are lonely today, fear not anymore. There is a God who wants a personal relationship with you. His name is Jesus, and he died for the opportunity to have a personal relationship with you. I know that sounds like an incredible statement, but that's how much the Creator of the universe loves each one of us. Doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, with who you've done it. If you are interested in a relationship with Jesus that will literally last an eternity, please call this toll-free number right now. They'll be happy to answer any questions you have about that relationship. 1-888-NEED-HIM. Dan Peek had four albums from 1979 to 1987, and then he disappeared from the music business during the 90s. Well, we asked him what happened to him during that last decade.
The 90s were a time of sort of recreation for me on many levels, personal levels, musical levels, but the 70s and the 80s I had spent touring pretty much almost constantly as a pop musician and then as a contemporary Christian artist, and I even began to gear up to have a third career essentially as a country artist. And just about the time that Penn was going to go to paper with a deal to work as a country artist, I felt like I really needed to take a break. It had been 20 years of almost nonstop touring, recording, writing, and frankly, I think I was burned out. Although things were going well from a career standpoint, I just when I looked ahead, all I could see was just this endless road, and a road that I had been down many times before. And on a personal level, my marriage had suffered greatly. My wife and I were just sort of hanging on to our marriage by the skin of our teeth. And I started thinking, what is more important, a career? I've already been there, done that. Or my marriage and my personal walk with the Lord. And those things took precedence over the career and pretty much pulled the plug. My wife and I emigrated to the British West Indies and lived for a number of years. And during that time, I think God used us as missionaries. It was a very simple lifestyle. We lived in a small fishing village and rehabbed a house, which took about 8 years because it was a well over 100-year-old home and had gone pretty much to rack and ruin. And there were more lizards and ants and cockroaches living there than in the one house probably than on the whole island put together. But to make a long story long, those years were spent almost as a carpenter or a construction worker. And it was something that I found to be a great joy. It's almost a hobby. My dad was more or less a jackleg carpenter in his spare time, could do anything, could build anything. And the fact that Jesus was a carpenter, I found fascinating. I felt some days like I was walking in his shoes. You know, what did he say when he hit his thumb with a hammer? Probably said, ouch. But it was a challenge, and it was, for me, in a way, a lifestyle witness, just trying to be, you know, Dan Peek, a person out there doing something that maybe is not as flashy as being a pop star. But I felt like I grew as a person. But the ironic thing for me was that I grew as an artist in a way that I never had imagined. God gave me a whole fresh outlook on my music, on painting, on writing, on every aspect of what I would call being an artist is. And through that, ended up making an album called Boddentown, which contained some contemporary Christian songs as well as some pop songs, and just began to write and write and write and paint and write books and write songs. So it's been a very, very prolific time. So I guess now the new millennium is a time that I'm using to get those materials that I wrote and created out to the public.
Here's another song from Dan Peek, the title track to his album Electric Voice on Streets of Gold.
Electric voice, since I heard you calling, I haven't been quite the same. Electric voice, since I heard you calling my name. I was always running, I'd keep on running through the hail and the rain. No one could shake me, no sun tried to break me, and some even called me insane. The seas tried to drown me, the devil confound me, and I saw my whole world down in flames. I fell to the ground, from the sky came a sound, so clear and so beautifully plain.
You give me the strength to go on. When I get down, your words of love surround me. When I hurt you, erase all my pain. This world needs you dearly. Have they heard you clearly? Will they hear if you're called by this name? Electro voice, it's you. Electro voice, since I heard.
since I heard you calling my name.
Dan Peek on Streets of Gold. So, what is Dan Peek doing today? Living off his royalties?
Fortunate position of having had such a great base laid through the America time that it's given me the freedom to pursue this whole new avenue. I'm kind of a cyber record mogul, I guess, in a way. I have a company called 7 Mile Entertainment, which is producing and recording a handful of artists that I really like and care about that I've known through the years. And it's allowed me to express myself musically. And it's on danpeek.com, or you can find it through danpeek.com, www.danpeek.com, or some of the other cyber outlets. Or if you're walking into a bricks and mortar store, you can ask them to order it through Valley Media or The Orchard. So that's pretty much what's happening these days. Keeping busy, still writing, singing, recording, playing, producing, and all the above.
Here is one last song from Dan Peek from his 1987 album called Crossover. Here is the title track on Streets of Gold.
Crossover, the river, baby, where the day is always bright.
Streets of Gold with Dan Peek as we wrap up our conversation with him on this edition of Streets of Gold. Thank you so much, Dan, for letting us hear your testimony and also hearing how God is continuing to bless your life. I'm Larry Wayne, and another block of the classics from the 80s is just around the corner.